This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It is Friday, August 16th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN via XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capability to broadcast any RBN program they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. It will be current as of the first of next week. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, for which I am very grateful. I had a wonderful chat with him this morning, just a top drawer person. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break, or after we open phone lines, whichever comes first, at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Christina England. That's E-N-G-L-A-N-D. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. Again, ProfitableHarm.com. Christina, welcome to the program.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on the program again, and I thank you so very much for the work that you do, for the articles that you write to inform the rest of us. And I was particularly impressed with the article that you just recently wrote for VAC News or VacTruth.com. And the name of the article is HPV Vaccines Can Kill, and They Do. And you have put together just these wonderful, wonderful statistics. And you work so hard. Just reading the article, you can just tell your research efforts are wonderful. And I'm just really impressed with this article. It's fabulous.
Thank you very much. Yes, it did take quite a lot of work, but I do enjoy the research side of it. That's the thing I've always enjoyed the most is research. And I've always done very well at college on research. And when I took up journalism, I found that it was based on research. So I really loved it. And I love what I'm doing. I'm trying to help as many people out there and expose the truth.
And you're thank you so much for that. You talk about the tens of thousands of adverse reactions or hundreds of thousands, and these statistics are just incredible. And of course, we're never ever ever going to hear this on the mainstream media, because they're simply not interested in telling the people the truth about this. They are interested in profit, which is what you call your website, Profitable Harm, and that's what they're doing.
Yes, I came up with that name because I kept wanting to put profit in it, and I wanted to put harm and vaccine adverse reactions into it. It's mainly adverse reactions to vaccines, although I do cover drugs as well in that particular website. There's a lot of vaccines at the moment. There's more and more. Every day we get another vaccine, and it's just incredible the damage some of these vaccines are doing. In particular, the HPV vaccine, which has been dangerous from the onset. I haven't heard of anybody actually doing very well on this, but I guess the people that come to me for help usually are the ones that are injured. So, you know... the statistics I actually gave, I got them actually from Leslie Carroll Botha from her site, Holy Hormones Honey, because she's been doing a lot of work on the Gardasil and Cervarix for many years. I've covered it several times, but I thought her statistics on there were absolutely fantastic because she had it all outlined from the VAERS website. For anybody out there that doesn't know what the VAERS is, it's Vaccines, Adverse Events Research. Or, I can't remember the exact thing. I did have it down somewhere. Sorry, right. I was gone completely. I got it. It's Vaccine Adverse Events Reactions and Reactions Statistics. And it gives you all the statistics of all the different vaccine injuries. On the particular one, it was the up-to-date statistics from June 2013. And this is from when they began the vaccine, which only came out 7 years ago. Since it came out, we've got 140 children have died, or women have died, mostly women. Although some boys, of course, have died as well now because of the fact that it's been the boys and men are being offered this vaccine as well. For what reason, who knows. So it's deaths were 140. People that became disabled, this is permanently disabled, was 952. People that did not recover from their injuries, 6,032. Abnormal smear tests. And this is very, very interesting because these are people that have had the vaccine and have gone on to have cancerous cells found on their pap smears, and that was 531, so it doesn't say a lot for the vaccine. You've got cervical dysplasia. I'm not absolutely sure what that means, but it's 214. Cervical cancer. Now, 64 people have gone on to actually develop the cervical cancer after they've had the vaccine. I thought that was very interesting. We've got life-threatening events, 562 ER visits, 10,557 hospitalised, 3,065 extended hospital stays were 234 serious adverse reactions, 4,091 and adverse events overall, 30,352. That's in 7 years. And Leslie Balfour was actually saying on her website that only 1 to 10% of any injuries are reported to the VAERS system, the reporting system. So, you know, start adding the zeros on. Now, I worked it out. If she's correct, HPV vaccines may have potentially injured over 300,000 people in the USA in just 7 years. And I'm sure you'll all agree that's a colossal number of casualties. And I was horrified by this. But we've had such a lot on the HPV vaccines recently because in Japan, they withdrew from the scheme. They didn't actually suspend the vaccine. Now, when they say withdraw from the scheme, all that means is they're not recommending it. However, they're still letting their people have it. So what they're doing, the Japanese government has said, you can go ahead and have it, but we actually have withdrawn from the program. But if you want to pay for it and you want to go ahead and have it, the choice is yours. We're just saying what our position on the vaccine is. And, of course, girls are still going ahead and having it. So that's kind of covering their backs. But they're not actually withdrawing it. Now, if a product is doing, it's caused 20,000 girls in their, 2,000 girls, sorry. 2,000 girls have had this vaccine and have been injured. Now, if you've got this amount of injuries in your country after you've introduced a vaccine, surely that would raise alarm bells in your head, and you'd say, well, actually, let's suspend it just until we find out a little bit more about the vaccine. But they don't. They just withdrew their support. And, of course, this actually got out. And the more it actually got out, the more the sort of headlines changed. And it ended up in some sites saying that it was banned. But it wasn't banned. They only withdrew their support. The actual injuries that people that were having the vaccine actually had got were ranging between severe pain, continuous pain that wouldn't go away, various different adverse reactions, which I'll talk about after the break.
Amazing. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break, and we will return with our guest, Christina England, at ProfitableHarm.com after a word from our sponsors.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And just as a note, there is a PDF file that people can download on today's schedule page. And this was Brenda, one of our wonderful listeners, told me about this. And it is a form that you can take to your doctor, and if that doctor is willing to fill out the form and answer all the questions, then you can go ahead and allow your child or yourself to be vaccinated. However, The person that introduced this form or created this form initially has never had a doctor or heard of a doctor actually signing this page. But anyway, share it with your friends. Alrighty, back to Christina.
Yes, in Japan, the injuries that these girls had ranged between severe pain, major headaches. But one of the most interesting ones that I thought was infertility. And infertility has been raising its head in several cases after the HPV vaccine. Young girls are becoming infertile. And this was actually brought up by Dr. Deirdre Little. And she wrote about this in depth in the BMJ, which is a British medical journal. So it is a peer-reviewed journal, and her paper is quite a valuable paper. And she wrote that she'd been asked to see a girl as a second opinion. And this young lady was 16 years of age, and she'd been having trouble with her menstruation. And her cycles had got scanty, weak, and she wasn't bleeding very much. And then she began to bleed very heavily, and all of a sudden everything ceased. And when she, the doctor examined the girl and looked in what was going on, she found out that the ovaries had actually ceased completely. And they've just dried up of eggs. I don't exactly know the particular medical terms that she used.
Oh, my goodness.
But we had no more eggs left in her ovaries, and she was 16. And so that left her absolutely infertile for the rest of her life. And this was directly after the vaccine. She'd had side effects right after the vaccine. And several girls, in fact, one case, my first case that I ever wrote about or did anything with, happened in Liverpool, Alderhay Hospital. A young girl there who was 14. No, actually, she was 12 at the time. She was 14 when she eventually got out of hospital. She was 12 at the time, and Ashley Cave, her name was, and she's got quite a lot written about her now. She was one of the first girls ever to have the Cervarix vaccine, which is the HPV vaccine that they mainly used in Great Britain. And she was vaccinated, and within 5 hours she was beginning to have side effects. She was being sick. She passed out at school, and they called the mum in. And she should never have had the vaccine, as it turned out, because she had several conditions that were mentioned in the notes and things, which I actually put on my website that nobody else saw. They were the GP sort of adverts for what, you know, to advertise the vaccine, and all the information for GPs only, so we never got to see them. Only you can if you go on my website, because they're there, because I put them there. I managed to get hold of them. I won't go into how I got hold of them, it's a very long story, but I got hold of these, and I also got hold of this CD-ROM. That they were giving to all the doctors. It was kind of a DVD, CD-ROM at the time. They were giving it to all the doctors in the country, and every single doctor in the whole of the UK actually got one of these CDs. Anyway, she had the vaccine. She shouldn't have had the vaccine. She had heart problems. She also had a lowered immune system. And she became paralysed, completely paralysed. Her legs completely did not work anymore. And she was doubly incontinent. This is a little girl of 12, mad keen on sport, desperate to become a doctor. She was very, very clever at school, and had actually chosen the university she wanted to go to, and she was working towards that. Sadly, she was in hospital for the next 2 years. And then they turned around and blamed the parents and said that it was the mother's fault, and she was making her disabled because she liked the attention. It was Munchausen's by proxy, that she liked the attention, and that she was making her daughter think that she had something wrong with her, and she was making her daughter believe that she'd been vaccine damaged. And she did get cleared eventually of that accusation after a lot of hard work by a lot of us. And she was one of the first cases I ever wrote about, and the first child I actually ever went to see, because I went to see her in Liverpool in Alderhay Hospital, and she was very, very ill indeed, and you could definitely see that she couldn't use her legs, and she was having to wear nappies and everything, and it was horrendously embarrassing for a young 12-year-old. And she was another one where her periods completely stopped, and she became I don't know if she did become infertile, but I know she had a lot of problems with her periods. Leslie Bath has been saying an awful lot about the hormonal effects of the vaccine, because these vaccinators and the people that were actually vaccinating with these vaccines, they haven't considered the hormones. These young girls are either sort of at the edge of puberty, just going into puberty, or, you know, they're not quite got there yet. Girls are being vaccinated as young as 9 in some countries. And, of course, these girls, their hormones are all over the place as it is, and especially young teenagers, and we all know what our hormones are like. And, of course, they're not taking this into consideration, or where the girl is in the her cycle. So, actually, there's not a lot known about this at all. And the people that are the pharmaceutical companies that manufacture these vaccines, and the FDA and everything that approve these vaccines, they haven't really looked into this aspect. And this is a very, very fragile time in a woman's life when she's just coming into puberty. And, of course, this is why this is what Leslie Balfour believes that is causing the problems and why these young girls are becoming infertile. And that was, as I say, was proved by Dr. Deirdre Little. But now, Heidi Stevenson wrote an article recently that really did send shockwaves around the world, because now they want to introduce it to newborn infants. They want to give it to them at the same time as the Hep B. For what reason? I mean, these are two STD vaccines, and these are both the vaccines they want to give to newborn babies. Why? I mean, if you've got to give a baby a toxic vaccine, which I don't believe in anyway, but if you've got to give a baby a vaccine for their own protection of these dreadful illnesses, why isn't it the MMR, the DPT? I mean, they've got a lot more chance of catching measles than they've ever got of catching an STD.
This is just amazing to me that people, that parents would even consider this. Now, I had Leslie Bosa on my program. Oh, when did we have her on? In July, July the 9th. Mm-hmm. And she brought on Brittany Feist, and who was is a victim of the HPV injection. And Brittany told us a little bit about what she experienced, and she had her first injection right after her 21st birthday in 2007. And she is still suffering terribly.
Oh, they do. I mean, there's cases out there. I mean, certainly I've written about cases before where mums have found their children, young teenagers, sometimes 17, 18. I mean, these are young girls. They're on the edge of their life. And they found them dead in the shower or found them dead in the bed the next morning after a vaccine. You know, I mean, I've got a case that actually is hopefully going on VacTruth today, so keep your eye out on VacTruth today. I've got a case. I haven't been able to use the family's name because it's a legal matter, so I've had to be very cagey with the information I've given. However, this set of parents had a little five-month-old baby. Now, this five-month-old baby had been given 21 vaccines in the time since she was born. 20 vaccines.
Why would a parent do that? Oh,
it's their vaccine schedule.
Yes, yes, and everybody thinks they have to cooperate with the government. Oh, alrighty, we are going to a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And Christina, you were talking about a five-month-old baby and all the vaccines that poor little child has received. And we do have a question from the chat room. What have those teenage girls, the ones who died immediately after receiving the HPV vaccine, what physically caused them to die? What did the vaccine do to them that they just died? Were there any autopsies performed or any follow-up on that in that regard?
Yes, there were autopsies. The DNA of the vaccine was found. This was a study done by, let me get the names right, Professor Chris Shaw and Dr. Lucia Tomajenovic from the University of the British Columbian University, that name right, they did some studies on the brain of the child, and they found the couple of the girls, and they actually found particles of the vaccine in the brain, in the samples they took from the brain. So they concluded, I haven't read the study in full, but they concluded that the vaccine had actually gone to the brain and caused some kind of reaction in the brain. This study is around, it's Dr. Lucia Tomajenovic, and Professor Christopher Shaw. I've actually met them, and I'm actually writing a book with Dr. Lucia Tomljanovic, which should be out by Christmas, hopefully. So
oh, wonderful.
That should be an interesting one, yes. It's not on the HPV vaccine. I am actually doing it on false accusations of Munchausen's and false accusations of shaken baby syndrome. But we're both showing government papers, and we're both showing what can happen and what does happen. And that still leads me back into my case that I was just telling you about, because this little girl, she had 8 vaccines when she was 2 months old, 8 vaccines in one go, and her leg, it swelled up, it was very swollen and very hard, and the mother and father asked the doctors and nurses at the clinic why the girl's leg had swollen up so much, and they just said, oh, it must have been something to do with the technique that was used when she was vaccinated, just put warm flannels on it and it was, the swelling would go down, and the swelling actually lasted for a couple of weeks on this poor little child. But they had the vaccines the next time, which was 4 months to 5 months. So she actually had them when she was 5 months old, when she was 5 months. And but her legs did swell up again. The mother used the same technique. Sadly, she actually died. She went into hospital. She got very ill. She stopped breathing. She had some kind of episode. I have put it all down in the articles. I don't want to give too much away, but she actually she died in hospital. But before she died, all her hands, and we've got photos, and we have been allowed to use these, providing we disguised them so you couldn't see the little girl. But we've where her hands had swollen up to double the size of them. And she was tiny, this little girl, as well. She was beautiful, very delicate baby. And her face, her eyes were bulging and swollen out. And they just said it was lack of oxygen to the brain. And eventually they told the mum and dad. And it wasn't very nice how they told them either. They said that she wasn't going to wake up, and would they consider an organ donation? So they weren't very nice, and
so at the time she was still alive when they told her that the parents that she wasn't going to wake up, she was still alive and had a beating heart.
Yeah, she had a beating heart. She was on a life support, and they wanted to turn off the machine. But it got worse for this family, because they were accused of her murder. So now they're on a murder trial, and this is at the end of September, which is why I'm not allowed to say anything about exactly where it was, the town, where the clinic was, where the hospital was. I can't say the little girl's name. I can't say very much at all about it. But I have done an extremely strong article about the case, and trying to actually tell parents that babies can and do die after vaccines. And this little girl had 8 in one day, and that's what happened to her.
Can you imagine injecting anybody, a baby or a child or an adult, with that many viruses? That is a situation where they would never have happened to them. You would never be exposed to that many viruses, that many problems, any time in your whole entire life.
Mm. And think about it logically. If you had a 5-year-old, would you actually have an apple and have this apple completely injected time after time with all these vaccines and all these viruses and these toxins and poison, and then actually give that to your child to eat? It wouldn't even enter their head. And yet they would let them be injected with all these at 5 months of age. And yet you wouldn't give your five-year-old an apple with all these viruses and toxins and poisons and chemicals in.
It is just amazing to me that parents go through all of the trouble they plan to have a child, they spend all this time preparing for that child, and then when the child arrives, they don't take the time to even consider what might be in those vaccines, because they are so brainwashed and indoctrinated by their doctors, the authoritarian white coats. It is just amazing to me. Absolutely amazing.
Well, as I say, they are waiting for offer to hire. They're on a murder trial, and they're both facing life imprisonment for murder. And if anybody murdered the child, in my opinion, it was the governments that sanctioned these vaccines in the first place, and the pharmaceutical companies that actually manufacture them.
Sure, not, and the doctor that gave them.
Yes, that's the doctor, but they're all as guilty as one another. And yet, who are getting... you see, this keeps happening to cover up these adverse reactions. The parents are actually blamed for the injuries. And I know that because I got blamed myself. So I do know this. I've got first-hand experience.
It's
criminal what they're doing. And, I mean, parents are coming to me for help and advice now. And that's quite sad when you think about it, because, you know, the only help and advice they can get is from a journalist. And that's quite sad. But these families are coming to me, and I've got two fathers in prison for murder, for life. Well, one's not for life. No one took a plea bargain, so he's not in for life. He took a plea bargain for manslaughter, so he had 12 years. The other one's in prison for life and didn't have a trial because they bullied him into a confession. And so scared of what was going on, he didn't know if his daughter was what had happened to his daughter. He didn't know what was happening with his wife, and he was so frightened. He was a ill man actually, and he'd had some kind of seizure or stroke and dropped the little girl as well. But she'd had a multiple of vaccines, and she wasn't well anyway. So But in that case, there were several little sort of angles and things that could have caused her death. But he's in prison for life, and they cannot even get a retrial. They can't get an appeal or anything.
What a crime. What a crime against him. Yeah. Let's go back just briefly to your analogy about the apple. And one of the gentlemen in the chat room, Rick, said that he had used that argument with someone once, and the person responded, "That's different." And in a way, that the response was very accurate, because eating an apple with 21 vaccines or however many vaccines, at least it would go through your system. But to be injected into the bloodstream, to be injected, if you eat something that's toxic, the digestive juices and your own immune system may be able to fight that toxicity.
Yeah.
But when they inject it straight into your body, I mean, that's a totally different thing altogether.
I remember, Elisa Blakemore Brown, she wrote it was BMJ, it was the rapid responses on and on. They give papers on the BMJ, and you can write comments and replies. And she wrote a reply. I can't remember what the paper was about now. And she put that these vaccines were being injected straight into the bloodstream. And somebody tried to be clever with her and say, "I'm one of the doctors that were on there." And I also, no, it's into the muscle. So I came on in her defence and I said, "Yes, but when you actually vaccinate a child, it might be into the muscle, but the vaccine, the needle, will still draw blood. There will still be blood. That's why they put a plaster over your little baby's arm. They put a little tiny sticking plaster on because it has blood, and they have to stop the blood from flowing."
Right, because it goes into the capillaries that feed into
Yes, that's what I said. So I jumped in straight away, because I said to them, so therefore it must go into the blood. It must go into the blood somewhere.
Exactly. Wow. Alrighty, we do have to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Christina England. Her website is profitableharm.com, and we're talking about the vaccines and the toxicity, and the you of course were accused, and you know what it is like to be accused of harming your children. And again, from the chat room, we have a lot of very very brilliant people in the chat room. Psychopathic people often blame their victims for the very acts that they commit, and so it's terrible that not only have people lost their children, that then the government and the authorities turn around and blame them for something that they would never in a million years think of doing to their children. That is just, it just doubles the crime. It just doubles the crime. It's just terrible. No words to express it.
It's usually when a parent is sort of saying, well, it's only happened when my child had, had his vaccine or had her vaccine. Lisa Blakemore Brown was the first one to ever link autism and, the Munchausen's by proxy, which is the accusation they use a lot, especially in the UK, and what I was accused of for vaccine injury. And she actually linked the three together. She was Lisa Blakemore Brown, and she was a psychologist, and she was seeing more and more autistic children, you know, of her becoming autistic after vaccines. And their mum and dad, Sally even had videos and said, look, she was fine. Look, she was doing this, that and the other before. And this was the day after her vaccine. This is what she's doing now. And these children are banging their heads, not speaking, biting themselves, and very, very autistic. And she was noticing a lot of those parents were actually being blamed as soon as they mentioned the vaccine. And if you think about it logically, what is the best way to shut a parent up? If you blame them for actually injuring their children and denying the vaccine injury, where else can they go? Because, you know, the children, you have other children in the family are at risk. I mean, so many people have their children taken away. The most famous case that Lisa Blakemore Brown ever spoke about, again, it's on my website, profitableharm.com. It's under what happens when when the professionals speak out. In her case, she was asked to write a paper for the therapist to have another view opposing the view of Professor Roy Meadow, who's the founder, really, of the Munchausen's by proxy label, because he was the one that actually introduced it, and he introduced this back in, I can't know what year was it 1977, he brought a paper out. I think that was the one he brought a paper out, and his paper was actually stating, it was called The Hindrances of Child Abuse, and he introduced it and said, you know, he was introducing the label and explaining how parents damage their children and injure their children to get attention. And he made up this label of Munchausen's by proxy, because Munchausen's syndrome was out there. That was a label given to people rather like hypochondria when they were making up illnesses to get attention and have various different procedures done.
Right. I can see where they could transfer that to another.
So what they've done is they said it was by proxy. And her paper in The Therapist was to oppose his paper. And nobody would have thought of what she actually did. I mean, I don't suppose any of you surprised them themselves. And the editor had come to her and said, look, we've got document from Professor Meadow. Have you got anything to say? And she actually spoke of a case where she had... of a boy who'd had, you know, he'd had the vaccines, and he'd become autistic after the vaccines, and the mother could prove this. And he became violent, and as he got older, he was more and more difficult to look after. And the parent had gone to the social worker and said, you know, could we have some respite care? We're really struggling. And instead of the respite care and the help she really needed, they slapped this label of Munchausen's by proxy on her. And they took the children, other children away, all of her children away, and put them into care. And the other children weren't vaccinated, and she had the little girl vaccinated. Now, the thing that's very different about this case was because of the fact that the children hadn't been vaccinated, but when they went into care, they were vaccinated, and the little girl reacted exactly the same way as the boy, and exactly the same, happened. But the foster parent had taken pictures and a video of the day before the vaccination, the day of the vaccination, and the day after the vaccination, because she was so worried about what could happen because of what happened to the boy.
Sure.
And sure enough, this girl had exactly the same reaction. And so Lisa Blakemore Brown was actually saying all about this, and she was saying basically, you know, it's cover up but that's what she believed. And of course, the paper was very famous and became very, very famous for her. And it did, you know, but eventually she was destroyed, and all her credibility was taken away. And how they did that was she got accused of being paranoid, and it was an agency. It was a support group in London, I believe, called the ADDIE support group, and these were a support group for ADHD, but they're heavily funded by Eli Lilly, and Eli Lilly were the first ones to ever do the testing of the thimerosalin vaccines, and they tested it on 20 patients. However, all the patients were terminally ill at the time, and they died, all of them died. But they said it wasn't the vaccine, they all died because they were terminally ill in the first place. And she actually mentioned this in her book, and because of that and because of the papers that she'd been writing, and that she was very vocal in Parliament, and she was saying exactly what she thought, and she thought that it was a cover for vaccine damage, and that she believed that Roy Meadows was involved in vaccination programs, this, that and the other, and she was absolutely spot on, because both him and Dr. David Southall were both involved in vaccines in various different ways. Roy Meadows, we can prove now, he was involved in the JCVI that was sanctioning vaccines in the 80s. And I believe personally he was brought in by the government, by the UK government, to start bringing this label in and to cover up vaccine damage. And this was, that's what they were planning on doing. And he spoke about cot death. I've got the paper again on my website. He spoke about cot death, and the group were talking, the JCVI were talking about cot deaths after vaccines. So that's the SIDS label, crib deaths, I think they use
right
them.
Right. Now you mentioned support groups, and that one was funded by Eli Lilly.
Yes, a lot of the support groups are. They're funded by the actual drug companies.
Okay, so that means that they want to control the results of these support groups, and they want to steer them away from the truth. Now,
drugs. They're recommending the drugs. I mean, that particular support group, which we know.
Oh.
I was actually a witness in her trial, so I do know what went on. And that particular support group actually recommends the Ritalin and various other different drugs for ADHD as the first one of the first lines of treatment, really.
Oh, my goodness. They just get you coming and going. Now, there is a, in the United Kingdom, there is, well, it's all over, but it's called RxiskRisk.org, where you can sign up if you have an adverse reaction to anything. And so I think there needs to be, there needs to be some sort of a database where people who have been harmed by vaccines can go and list their complaint. And now this one is specifically for pharmaceutical drugs, but I think that it would be good to have one for vaccine damages. Or is there such a database?
There is a database. It's called in the UK, it's called the Yellow Card System, or the MHRA. That takes all adverse reactions to drugs and vaccines. Again, like the VAERS system in America, they don't get a real true. The amount that's been reported is the true number.
Right. All righty, we are going to our top of the hour break, and a word from our sponsor and from Phyllis Schlafly, and we will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.